the rest of the story. You are familiar with the patriotic portrait of Washington crossing the Delaware. You think you are. I want to tell you the rest of the story. Christmas Eve, 1776. It was a silent, swift race with the devil, a race against time. In the darkness, quiet panic gripped General Washington's men, and as the black air grew colder, the tension among them increased. Conditions for crossing had worsened throughout the night. The Delaware was high and flowing fast. Gigantic blocks of ice were in the river now, and new ice had begun to form. Unless this sinister water could be negotiated, the attacks at Trenton would fail. A powerful wind was whipping over the Delaware, driving relentless. And as it lashed at the long, light-draft boats, even the trained seamen of Glover's regiment began to wonder if fate was entirely against them. Deadline for the crossing had been midnight. Now, long since past. The loading of 18 field cannon on the narrow boats was painfully slow. The organization of troops and the treachery of the river had pressed them into the early morning, Christmas morning. It was 3 a.m. Now the mission was to be accomplished. Now the ice was behind them. Soon the artillery was unloaded on New Jersey soil. By 4 a.m., General Washington's men were deployed. In 3 hours, it would be light. There were 9 miles of road to cover, 2,500 troops to move, and the enemy was sleeping at Trenton. And you know what happened 200 Christmases ago. First contact with the enemy, 8 a.m., final surrender before 10 o'clock. Not one American life had been lost, and it would never have come to pass had General George Washington not bet against the odds, had the dark Delaware not been crossed that Christmas Eve. The scene has been immortalized in that painting. You thought you were familiar with that painting, but I wanted to tell you the rest of the story. Of all of the stirring patriotic portraits, none is so popular as that Washington crossing the Delaware. General George standing in the bow of the Durham boat, facing an ice-ravaged river, crew members laboring at the oars, some prodding the ice away, flag rippling in the wind. One can practically feel the stinging sleet by merely observing it. Now, I know it's the fashion to pick apart great works of art, to detect some small indiscretion, something that could not possibly have been. But we're not going to do that here, because there's something even more remarkable about the painting. In the first place, there were actually 3 paintings of Washington crossing the Delaware. Same artist, 3 separate versions. One suffered damage in a fire, was subsequently lost. Another was moved in 1851 to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. An impressive work, it hangs there still. But the third version, the one you know, was hanging in the White House until September of 1973. At that time, it was put up for auction, and it was purchased privately the following year for $260,000, and the current owner is one Duane Hilmer of Omaha, Nebraska. He released that precious painting during the bicentennial year to the Dusseldorf Art Museum in Germany. In Germany. That's right, the painting has gone home. This all-American masterwork was painted 75 years after the event, and it was painted by a German artist in Germany. And one wonders if he could possibly have known then what the admirers of this borrowed exhibit do not even seem to know now. That our General George Washington was not crossing the river that night to fight the British, but to fight Germans. And now you know the rest of the story.